An international conference to deepen understanding of the PPP policy has ended in Accra with a call on participants to effectively utilize knowledge acquired to ensure full implementation of the policy. A capacity building expert of the PPP at the Ministry of Finance, Mike Iwua, explained that PPP is not synonymous to privatization. Yeah, Kwamwa brings you more.
Partnering the private sector for improved delivery of public infrastructure and services has become critical due to the huge infrastructural deficit. Mike Iwua said government is prepared to partner the private sector to deliver goods and services that are beneficial to the people. He explained that the PPP is a long-term contractual agreement between government and the private sector in the form of capital injection or technical expertise.
Government is pursuing PPPs, which means government will come together with the private sector, and the private sector will deliver the service on behalf of government. And the arrangement will be a long-term arrangement so that, first of all, they can get back the investments they made, and they can also make some margins on their investments based on the agreements they established with government. So PPPs are long-term relationships between government and the private sector. The PPP is not a privatization. We must make it serve us too and stop thinking that people will come and take our money away. They are not coming to take our money away. They are coming to work. In the process, if we work with them, we can also generate wealth that we retain here. What is more, we learn from them and ultimately we'll become masters of our own economy.
Mr. Iwua dismissed the perception that the country will not benefit from the PPP policy. A PPP consultant, Marcel Vandenbroek, said transparency is key to ensuring successful implementation of PPP.
Every government, whether it's in Africa or Europe, should have transparency and good governance as a key priority. Ideally, before the PPP, but it applies to everything. It applies to everything. We as people need to select our government based on good governance, high transparency.
Participants mainly from the public and private sector were hopeful that the policy will receive the needed support to move the country into a middle income level.
That report was found by Yaya Kwamwa.